How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board for this hour of money power. It promises to be a great one, as most of them are. Every once in a while, I'm off. Not very often. But today, I'm on. That I can assure you. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you'd like to chat. 844-729-7469. Emails, of course, at raylucia.com. I want to talk about one I got over the weekend as part of the content of the show. We will also get the emails a little bit later on in the show. We have Lynn Rowe standing by as well. I suffer with this. Well, I was going to talk about dementia. I don't suffer from dementia, although my wife accuses me almost on a daily basis because I'm forgetful. So I want to ask Lynn Rowe if, in fact, I am in the beginning stages of... I've always been forgetful, though. But my dad does have it, and it's really, really a horrible, horrible disease. And Alzheimer's is just part and parcel of it. So I want a chance to talk with Lynn about that and long-term care. You know, it's interesting because it seems like people aren't buying this stuff anymore. They're not buying long-term care insurance anymore. Why is that? I don't know. I want to find out from Lynn Rowe. It's important. Well, I should say they're not buying the traditional type of long-term care. They've sort of, remember we've talked about all these hybrids and we talk about them almost weekly? Well, more and more people are jumping on that bandwagon. Why? I don't know. We're going to ask Lynn. That, plus Americans feel more financially secure, but are they? Wealth Management wrote about that, and the greatest concern today, worldwide, among 755 institutional investors surveyed, what do you suppose it is? Interest rates? Nope. How about geopolitics? Yep. And I think that this whole populism movement, you have the Brexit, and you have the Trump, and all that stuff that's going on is a big part of it. But here is the question for you. What are you going to do about it? What should you do about it? You got North Korea lying out there. You got all this ISIS stuff going on. The president's tweaking up Afghanistan. What are you going to do? Are you going to bail? Are you going to get out of the market? Well, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that. But I start today with, can I still rely on the 4% rule? Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray program helping you always to make better money moves. You know, we go back on this 4% rule to William Bengen back in 1994. So it's been, 23 years now that we have been preaching the 4% rule. What is the 4% rule? Well, just about everybody knows now, but let me just give it to you one more time. When you go to retire, the statistics say, based on Monte Carlo simulations up the wazoo, all these random year events for stock market and interest rates and inflation rates and all that thrown into a big computer. It's all shaken up, and it says with a 90 plus 95% degree of certainty, you should be able to spend 4% of your retirement wealth each year, adjusted for annualized inflation each year, and not run out of money for 30 years. Okay, so some people, they hear 4% and they go, what? You're telling me that I save for 25, 30, 40 years. I amass this $1 million nest egg. I'm a millionaire and I can only spend 40,000 bucks, or I'm a half millionaire. You're only telling me I got to retire on 20 grand. Yes, that's what the 4% rule says. In fact, back in January of 2015, David Blanchett, Michael Fink, and Wade Fowl actually wrote a white paper on retiring in a low return environment. And I hesitate to even quote from this study, because what they have concluded in this study is because, and this is back in 2015, it's gotten a little bit worse since then. Yields are low on interest rates. Actually, today they're about the same as they were. The 10-year is about, what, 2.2%? Back then it was about 2.2%. So interest rates are about the same as it was in 2015. Valuations, stock market valuations, according to the so-called cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio, the Robert Shiller almighty 10-year averaging the PE and all that stuff ratio, the market's even more richly valued today. So going back to their research, it's quite fascinating, because they looked all the way back to 1871 in this study. And what they determined, I'll cut to the chase. I don't want to get to the technicals on how they analyzed this stuff, because your head will explode. I had to stop reading before mine exploded. But you know me, I'm a generalist. I'll cut to the chase, give you the scoop, what you need to know. Here is what they determined. If you are a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, the maximum withdrawal rate, if you want a 99% degree of certainty, is not 4%. It's 1.6%. Are you kidding me? That's 16 grand on $1 million? Listen, don't shoot the messenger, folks. That's what the academics are saying. I'll explain why, in many respects, they're wrong in a minute. If you want a 95% degree of certainty, it's 2.1%. A 90% degree of certainty, it's only 2.4%. You're still only making 24 grand on your $1 million. But it's 24,000. The next year it's 26,000. The next year it's 28, and so forth. It ratchets up each year. Now, if you change to an 80-20 mix of stocks, and this is very, very interesting, and you want a 30-year retirement, it's 1.4% with a 99% degree of certainty. A 35-year retirement, 1.2%. So if you're retiring at 62 and you want to make it out to 97, you get to take 12,000 bucks a year plus inflation out of $1 million. This is ridiculous. And it tells you what happens when you go into a finance lab and create a model based on historical data. And it's genius stuff, don't get me wrong. But let's talk reality here. The reality is, and these same folks, David Blanchett, Wade Fowl, the same folks out of the other side of their mouths have said, yes, all of this is true if you want to maintain a level inflation-adjusted spending throughout retirement. But they have also concluded that your spending in retirement declines over time. And so if your spending is declining at a faster clip than the inflation rate is eroding your purchasing power, then these numbers do not have the same relevance. So the emailer that emailed me that said, can I retire on the 4% rule? Or I think it was more like, I can't afford to retire on the 4% rule. Maybe they'd have $250,000, $300,000 stashed up. They're saying, well, what am I going to do with a grand a month? My Social Security and spouse, maybe it's $2,500 a month. I'm making $42,000 a year in retirement. I'm making $120,000, $150,000 right now. The dog ain't going to hunt. Well, there are some things that you obviously can do. Postpone taking Social Security. You know it adds 7, 8% per year plus inflation. That'll help you a ton. Work longer. Save more. But understand that in the finance lab is not where you're going to be living. There's also reverse mortgages. Keep in mind that your spending is likely to decline. I got an email on that, a complimentary one I'll get to in a little bit. All right, we're going to check in with Lynn Rowe here momentarily. Stick around. Dementia. Do you know what it is? What causes it? And how to mitigate the risk of having not enough money to cover it? We'll ask a certified financial planner who specializes in that very subject. Lynn Rowe, up next. Stick around.
Like all medical professionals, veterinarians need to keep up on the latest research to effectively treat their four-legged patients. To do that, they read publications like the American Journal of Veterinary Research and talk to colleagues such as Dr. Gary Adams, professor of veterinary medicine, Texas A&M, who was just recognized by the American Veterinary Medical Association for his contributions to the field. Here's Dr. Adams.
The new area of research that I think we'll see more and more application in veterinary medicine would be large data sets, so-called mega data. This is where mountains of information is accumulated and then analyzed for what does this mean? Can we predict, based on genetic information, what will happen if a certain animal is exposed to a certain disease? Will they live or not? How can we shift that?
This pet trend is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit avma.org to learn more about veterinary research and other issues that are important to you and your pet.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Capterra.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Capterra is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Capterra.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Capterra is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra every month. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Life is like a merry-go-round. And over the years, as my dad aged, especially since my mother passed 6.5 years ago, I would go over to his house, "Hey, Dad, how you doing?" He would say, "La vecchiaia brutto," or something like that. I can't remember. I don't speak Italian. I should have learned. But I asked him what that meant one day, and he said, "Getting old sucks." And, you know, he was talking about a lot of different things, of course, body aches and stuff like that. But it was also affecting his memory and his recall and so forth. And now, of course, that was years ago. He doesn't say that as much anymore because he doesn't say much anymore because he's full-fledged dementia. We don't know if it's Alzheimer's or whatever. But Amy Florian, she's the CEO of the consulting firm CoreGenius, specializes in educating folks like me, anyway, business people, on death and dying and dementia and so forth. And I found this in my archives because it's something that I fear almost the most. And I got thinking about it this weekend with my wife. I don't know if she was teasing or serious, but I kind of daydream when I drive. And I missed like 2 turnoffs. And she said, "We need to have you checked out." You know what? I probably should be checked. We all should be checked. Lynn Rowe will be joining me shortly. I'll ask her about this. But let me quote from Amy Florian. As I said, she's the CEO of CoreGenius. She says 1 in 9 people age 65 or older have some form of dementia. Ooh, could that be me? I don't know. As do almost half of people age 85 or older. There are 18 different diseases that can lead to dementia, with Alzheimer's disease by far being the leading cause, followed by vascular dementia. I guess that means you're not getting enough blood to the brain. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. However, one common misconception is that Alzheimer's and dementia are the same thing. They're not. You can have dementia and not have Alzheimer's, she goes on. Now, the symptoms of dementia, and you need to know this either for yourself or for the loved ones that you will most likely be caring for at some point, can start 10 to 12 years before diagnosis. Maybe that's why my wife is bugging me. Florian says, but one important point for advisors and family members is, quote, not every cognitive difficulty is due to dementia. I found this quite fascinating, by the way. The symptoms common to dementia might be caused by medications interacting with each other, like antidepressants. Even a fairly common condition, like a urinary tract infection, can wreak havoc with cognition, she says, as can vitamin B12 deficiency. These are the kinds of things you need to get checked out. I learned about the urinary tract infection thing recently from the folks that are taking care of my father at the memory care center that he's in, because he had some wicked a UTI, and he really was babbling on and on and on and on. And I said, it looks like since he's come here, he's gotten worse, not better. And they said, well, he probably will get worse over time. But a lot of it has to do with the UTI. Got that fixed. Took him to dinner this last weekend. He was fantastic. She goes on, look for evidence of short-term memory loss, along with changes in personality, such as when a person becomes uncharacteristically inappropriate or angry. This has been very difficult, especially on my sisters, because when dad gets angry or upset, they don't like it. And they think he's getting angry and upset at them, but he's not. It's part of the disease. Symptoms include changes in depth perception. So sufferers, when driving around a corner, may hit the curb. You don't want them driving. Or they start tripping when walking upstairs. That happened to my dad going to church a couple years ago. They might also mix up the names of common items, such as calling a toothbrush a mouth cleaner, or mistakenly use a similar sounding word when they can't remember the proper word, such as saying amphibious when they mean to say ambidextrous. Well, I am verbally amphibious or ambidextrous when it comes to this subject, but not nearly as much as Lynn Rowe. She's a certified financial planner. She's one of the best in this business, and she joins me on the show today to expand on this very, very important topic. Lynn, thanks for joining us. What do you say about all this?
Well, I'd like to say I'm surprised by a lot of these things, but I'm not. I mean, if you use a little logic, even fatigue can cause some of these symptoms. But I have seen this over the years. I have had family members with prefrontal dementia, which is, you know, not related to Alzheimer's at all. And one of the first symptoms was the mood swings, the change to being angry over nothing or just angry and there was nothing there to provoke it. But it's very important also, with all due respect, because I know your family did a stellar job, Ray, but it's very important to start to bring in the professionals early on, because that can become a dangerous situation, both for the person who is in need of help and the family members. It can become very dangerous.
I can't agree with you more. I think my family did do a stellar job, but we could have done a much better job had we recognized it earlier and sought out more professional help from a counseling standpoint. None of us are physicians. What do we know about this stuff? And I will say that it might have avoided some interesting confrontations, especially with my sister. But I've witnessed my dad having these mood changes, and it's frightening in many
respects. It's very frightening. Yeah, people who have dementia, sadly, can oftentimes become very violent. Not that they, hate the person. It's just that is one of those symptoms that comes out. So knowing these symptoms ahead of time for family members is important. You know, as a financial planner over the years, right, one of the things I try to do was to develop relationships with the kids of my clients who are seniors, and also to get something in writing from the parents saying, if something happens, I want you to be able to talk to my son or my daughter freely. Without any kind of...
Interesting that you say that, because, and we'll go to a break, but here's what she said. This is the specialist, the expert. Mm-hmm. What I recommend is that before there are any signs, have all clients complete a diminished capacity letter, which Florian says is basically a permission form to call certain people, like the advisor, or if you, the advisor, see anything wrong, because sometimes the kids don't see it.
Yeah, and you can't wait for that letter from the doctors. That could take months.
Stick around. We're going to talk about this. Also, why is it that people aren't buying traditional long-term care insurance? We'll find out from Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. That's all coming up right after this, so make sure you stick around right here, right now, and right on. Right on. Ray Lucia.
Life is like a
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
I can tie this in. As you get older, there's a, you know, a little kink in the armor, if you know what I mean. I don't know. That one was pretty bad. Welcome back. It's the Ray Lucia Show. At least they're a good band. There's an old English proverb, by the way. He who hesitates is lost, or something like that. I don't know if that one's in the Bible, but I know because I've said it many times before. Lynn Rowe joins me, certified financial planner. You don't have a very big shoe, but you need to put it in the fanny of a whole lot of people. I read this article, and it's disturbing.
Yeah.
Traditional long-term care insurance market is crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they said. Only 89,000 people mm-hmm. bought private long-term care insurance in 2016, a 14% decline from 2015. Nearly all were bought in the individual market, though about 15,000 people purchased coverage through their employers. Check this out.
Mm.
At the market's peak in 2002, consumers bought 750,000 traditional policies, eight times
yep.
what they purchased yep. last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think I know the reason. One is those were the good old days,
yes.
2002.
Cash
I want
flow.
A party like cash. It's 2002 again,
yeah,
don't
cash
you?
Cash flow was much nicer back then.
Yeah. The other thing is, and you've talked about this, I don't want to say ad nauseum, because that would be...
Ad infinitum.
A lot. Talked about it a lot. And that is because of nuances on the life insurance
sure.
side. They're actually buying life insurance
sure.
policies
yep.
that have certain long-term care benefits.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, and it's a great tool, but it's a tool. And you have to figure out what the job is to figure out if you got the right tool. Having a linked benefit, as we call it, typical long-term care slash life insurance, linking the two benefits together, it's a great tool if you have the wherewithal to do it. What I see oftentimes, Ray, is that people who don't have the lump sum to put in or they don't have the cash flow to do it over 5 years, oftentimes they will say, well, I'm not going to do anything, which is foolish. It's absolutely foolish. I can't say that enough.
Let me give you my observation.
Okay.
My observation is the problem's getting worse because
oh, yeah.
the rich people are buying the stuff.
Yeah.
The rich people are buying it to preserve their assets.
Yep.
And the middle class aren't buying it because they don't want to spend their assets today.
Right.
In many instances, because they don't believe it's going to happen to them, or they just want to procrastinate it until tomorrow.
Well, and here's the problem with the procrastination. The longer you sit there and stew over it, and I've had this happen with folks, they know they need it, there's the cash there to do it, it fits in the budget, we're ready to go, and they want to think about it. Now, the longer you think about it, you talk yourself out of it, which is, again, a really dangerous game to play, because when you talk yourself out of it, you're trying to convince yourself, one, it's never going to happen to you, which I guarantee it's going to happen to 3 out of 4 of you, and if it happens to you, it's going to be so far in the future that it simply won't matter, that you'll have tons of assets and everything will be wonderful. Well, maybe so, maybe not. But it still puts the family in a really difficult situation if they can't just pick up the phone, call insurance company, get somebody out to help, like in Ray's situation with his dad. You have to muscle up and try to do it yourselves. Don't do that to your kids. Don't do it.
It's costing us close to $8,000 a month, I'll have you know.
Yeah.
He does have some coverage, but not nearly enough. And so we are having to dip into the
everybody's
family
yeah.
resources.
Yep.
But it's even beyond that. It's the psychological
it
impact
yes.
of worrying about
yes.
do you have enough money? Is it the right facility, et cetera, et cetera. And, I mean, nobody wants to shortchange their parents of the greatest
not.
Generation, for crying out loud, but that's exactly what's happening today. But I'll tell you what else is happening.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't have the money end up, in many instances, stepping up to the plate and taking care of it themselves. And I can tell you from personal family experience, that is an accident waiting to happen.
Sure it is. Sure it is. And trying to be the caregiver yourselves, like Ray said, I'll just describe the situation. He falls, I'm picking on the guys, he falls, she calls the kids, and she says, you know, your dad's fallen down, can you come help me get him up? After that, the kids try to talk her into getting some help. She won't do it because till death do us part, I'm going to take care of him. And, you know, she's in pretty frail condition by the time he is in that situation. So eventually one of the kids has to step up to the plate. And if it's three kids, it's not going to be 33 and a third apiece. It's going to be 0, 0 and 100. One person's going to be the designated caregiver. And you're driving a wedge between those kids that you can't begin to know. It's just not a good situation.
Folks, if you want to get this problem solved, have a discussion with Lynn, because this is all she does. She gave up for whatever reason, I don't know, probably because she's psychotic. I don't know. But why you would do this, I have no idea. But you gave up all of the other stuff that you did in retirement planning that I knew about for many, many years. Obviously, we worked together to focus on individuals, seniors in particular, but not just seniors, taking care of the problem. Because, I mean, we were talking about a life insurance policy. Heck, a 35, a 45-year-old can buy a life insurance policy and attach a little rider to it when they need it.
That's appropriate, right? That's an appropriate, good tool for someone that age to use. But when you start to see, you know, somebody getting closer to retirement and so forth, then you've got some choices to make. Either you have the cash flow to do the big, you know, the linked benefit, or if you're getting that term policy like those young kids have, you know that at some point it's going to run out. And if you've got longevity in the family, count on it. It's going to run out right before you need it.
Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. I want my LTC.net. 877-270-3127. Lynn, I can't think of much or anything as I'm sitting here that's more important than taking care of your own family, in particular a parent who took care of you.
Yes.
Yet so many people want to, but they don't have the money to because that parent didn't do what they could have done when they were 45, 55, 65 years of age. Now, we have tools today.
Yes.
I had on a fellow last week that does reverse mortgages, and we got into a conversation about reverse mortgages. Now, I know those of you that are in the financial planning business, I remember when I was in it, all the regulators frowned on reverse mortgages. Now the academic studies are coming out saying reverse mortgages may be a way to solve a lot of different problems in retirement, including the healthcare crisis, and the regulators are still frowning on it. The Consumer Protection Financial Protection Board came out with some article last week or 2 weeks ago loaded with inaccuracies about reverse mortgages. So even the regulators don't get this post-retirement planning thing right.
Well, they're regulators. They're not planners. They don't understand. I mean, their job is to regulate. And if there's nothing wrong with something, there's nothing to regulate, and they have to justify their existence.
Well, I will have to remain silent on that.
I know you do, but I don't.
you better. I mean, this is the problem, and people run scared in this business because if you do the right thing, you may be criticized for doing the right thing by people that don't know their fanny from third base. But that's just me.
Yeah.
Please don't take it out on your broker or anybody else, because your broker, I'm sure, loves the regulators. Of course, those of us don't have to deal with them anymore. It's a different story. No, but I mean, you know, listen, they deal with people all the time that, you know, many of them are not the finest of folks.
Yeah.
So sometimes they get, you know,
That's fair.
By the same token, what you said is so true. The fact of the matter is when it comes to tools, and I'm glad you brought that term up, when it comes to tools, you want to have a lot of them in your toolkit so that you can put your hand into the toolkit and pull out the right one, the right wrench or screwdriver or whatever it is to fix the problem.
Right.
So tools in your toolkit, which ones do you need? I don't know.
Yeah.
Lynn can probably help you find that out.
And I want to mention one more thing. I talked to someone this week who was convinced that they had the right information, and Ray, what they caught was a snippet of something you said, and it wasn't accurate. They said, I understand you can put the money in for 2 years, pull it back out, and have the insurance. And I said, no, that's not the way it
Wouldn't
works.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could, pay your health insurance, your car insurance, put the money in for 2 years, pull it all out, and then for the rest of your life, you've got coverage. No, we're talking about liquidity, having access to liquidity. And you do through many of these programs. But you got to get to the straight scoop.
Yes.
Lynn Rowe, CFP, IWantMyLTC.net. I did that from memory.
You did.
Just want you to know that.
I'm proud of you.
IWantMyLTC.net. No dementia, at least not yet. We'll be back on the Ray Lucia Show.
We'd fight and never lose, for we were young and sure to have our way.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you all with us. Again, a special thank you to Lynn Rowe. You know, I really can't think of anything much more important than making sure that you and your family are well protected. And that goes for young families, millennials. Your family protection is so critically important. And it starts with, of course, life insurance, all the risks. I mean, do this. Do me a favor sometime. Sit down with a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, whatever, and write down all the really ugly stuff that could happen to you or your family. Just write it down. Try not to get emotional about it. Just write it down. Death, disability, sickness, loss of job, kids, you know, divorce, whatever. Write it all down. And then do like a Ben Franklin thing. You know, draw a little line down the middle. And on one side, you got the problem. On the other side, what's your solution? How are you going to, obviously, you can't address all problems, but you can begin to work through a plan to address those issues. I mean, do you think, you know, we got to put a man on the moon? That they didn't do something like that? Of course. Every military general does the same thing. Well, whether you're planning for some attack in North Korea or to mitigate an attack in North Korea, or if you're planning your own retirement or health care or whatever, there are going to be obstacles and hurdles that you have to overcome. If you never think about them, if you don't write it down, then you won't address it. You'll wait for it to happen, and many times, if you wait, it'll be too late. In most cases, certainly with insurance, because unfortunately, insurance, for the most part, is something you have to qualify for. Disability, what happens if you become disabled? You think your company's going to take care of you? Yeah, many have 6 months' worth of short-term disability coverage, but for the most part, you got to take care of that yourself. And then you've got to budget for this stuff. If you're running tight on your budget and you can't fit anything else in, then you're gonna put it off. So as I learned a long, long, long time ago, if you can tear off a little piece of that paycheck for yourself first, taking care of risks and risk management and retirement savings and all that, do that stuff first and let everybody else fight over the rest, you will be so far ahead of the game. If you learn to live conservatively, especially when you're younger, so that you get in the habit of saving not 5, 10%, but 15, 20, 25%, then when something happens and you have to cut back, you've got the cash flow to do it and the savings in the bank to help you. It's kind of common sense, but we've become such great consumers and terrible planners in this country. It's time for us to say, no mas, let's go back and do some planning. Hire somebody if you have to. Pay them if you have to put together a game plan for you so that these kinds of things won't affect you, because it may not affect you, but it probably will affect your children or your grandchildren. Lynn Rowe, IWantMyLTC.net can help you with this. All right, fellas, let's do some emails. If I can only find them. Why do I lose them every day? Okay, oh, here we go. The first email comes in from Adam. Adam is a frequent listener to the show. He says, love your show. I had a trust made. What does funding it entail? And do I need a durable powers document? Okay, so Adam went online. This is another issue. First off, there's nothing wrong with going online. Nothing wrong with going online to get a living trust done and so forth. You can probably save some money. But you're going to have to invest more time and effort. And if you miss a step, you may miss a lot. For example, you can have the most beautifully drafted living trust. And if it ain't funded, it ain't worth anything. Funded means you're transferring the title of your assets to the living trust. Remember, if it's a living trust, that means it's alive and living and breathing while you're alive. It becomes a testamentary trust when you die, an irrevocable trust when you die. So while you're alive, if you transfer assets in, you can transfer assets out. You can make changes because it's revocable. But once you die, the trust is irrevocable. Well, if there are no assets in the trust, it does you no good. You just wasted a bunch of money. So funding the trust, and this is why if you hire an attorney, they're going to charge you to do this. They want the deed of your house. The house will be in the name of the trust. Your brokerage accounts will be in the name of the trust. Your retirement accounts will probably not be in the name of the trust. The trust may be the beneficiary, but maybe not. Typically, we want to name an individual as the beneficiary. But if you have minor children, then certainly the trust would be a good solution for making sure that a 16 or 18-year-old doesn't end up with $500,000 all in one lump sum. So it's very important. I'm giving you an expanded answer because if I've seen one trust document that was worthless because it was unfunded, I've seen dozens. Because people go through the motions of getting the trust done, but then they fail to follow up with the details of funding it. Likewise, the durable powers document. Yes, of course you need that. What if you become incapacitated and somebody needs to pay your bills, pay your mortgage, take money out of your account to pay for your care or whatever? How are they going to do that unless you've given them the power to do that, or unless they go to court? And then, I don't know, maybe there's a distant relative or a brother or sister from who knows where, Timbuktu, that says, no, I contest that. Now you're burning money on legal fees that could have been avoided. Yes, you should have a living trust, a durable power of attorney, a health care directive, and all the other stuff we talked about with Lynn Rowe. And it's one of the reasons why I truly do like having you sit down with an attorney that will help you implement. Many of my friends that are lawyers say, hey, if you want to do the transfer of the title, fine. But they follow up with you to make sure that it's done. And if it's not done, they'll do it, charge you a couple $100. Can't blame them for that. I'm out of time. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. Now go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless you all. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.